I haven't been excited about a female basketball game in a very long time. Well, never actually. Never, ever, ever been excited about a female basketball game ever. I'm saying that because the most anticipated college game is the female basketball that I'm looking forward to seeing, and it's with Caitlin Clark and Angela Reese. And I believe that's LSU and what's the other one? Cornfields, Huskers, Colorado, wait, Hawkeyes. I have to Google it. Oh, Iowa Hawkeyes. I had to toss that into Google real quick. So yeah, Caitlin Clark versus Angela Reese. Now last year there was controversy after Reese taunted Caitlin Clark after smoking him in the finals in the championships last year, and of course the racist popped out, demonizing Reese for celebration and taunting when Caitlin Clark does the same thing, but she's celebrated because she's white as snow, like the whitest of snow. Like, snow doesn't get any whiter than this. This is Amish level white. This is, yeah, Amish is the whitest of the white, right? Not Mormon. Mormons could be Amish, can't they? I don't know. But Caitlin Clark is Amish level white. So this is going to be a lot going on in this game that I'm actually excited to watch. I've never been excited to watch a female basketball game. Ever. And that's on never. Real shit. I'm not going to come up here and lie saying, oh, yeah, I always like female women empowerment. I don't have a daughter, bro. Never been excited to watch female basketball because they don't dunk. They don't score no points. It's like me playing. It's like watching you, watching LA Fitness play type shit when they be playing, man. They miss everything. Like, real, bro. Like, come on, man. Where's the aggression? Where's the testosterones, man? But things are changing now because the most popular basketball game is the women's college. So much so that the Big Three offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to play. $5 million to play at the Big Three? These are retired players playing that basketball in Big Three, and they don't get paid more than like $10 grand max. And this dude want to offer, Ice Cube want to offer Caitlin Clark $5 million for one season. But again, I am excited to watch this game. It's going to be an interesting game because, again, all the racist things from last year is going to continue on to this year. This is just the 18, Sweet 18. No, Sweet 8. Sweet 8. Now, this not Sweet. It's Sweet 16 and something. Bro, I'm so out of it, man. Let's just start the show, bro. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Rolling Stone Podcast. I'm Ken, by the way, OG Ken 100. Yeah, I know, I switched that up a little bit, but it's cool. So this is episode numero 143. That's episode 143. We rolling up here. Not up here, out here, right? We're rolling out here. That's it, up here. Hopefully the audio issues is fixed a little bit. Having a lot of audio issues, so I'm sure you would hear by now that there is a few changes. Now, on the smoke break today, we're going to be puffing on blueberry yum yum. Yeah, this one gets you up there. Blueberry yum yum is what's going to be on the break today. And of course, put on my headphones. Of course, you already know what's up. You already know what's up. The show is late in terms of the news. But you know what day it is. You know what day it is. Future dropped. And Metro dropped. I'm sure when this dropped, you might have been thinking, oh, I can't wait to listen to the next podcast. Or not. Who knows? Who cares? But we're going to... Oh, shit. I just dropped one. But we're going to be puffing on blueberry yum yum. And we're going to be vibing, bro. We're going to be vibing, bro. Okay.
307. Tudo cool.
GTA.
GTA.
By Future, Metro Boomin.
Turtle shit.
New album.
Bulletproof. Whatever I'm with, my bitch with it too. Balenciaga and them sticks included. Crash out, crash out, crash out, crash out, crash out,
crash out,
crash out. Send niggas spit out a gun, hold the two hands as a carver. Either you trapping or robbing. Why waste the time if you flossing? Stacking it, making it. All the way up to Jupiter. Flip it, flip it, flip it. Cool, serve it, junk it. I was still in school. Zone 3.
Okay, hold up. So I know I addressed this before, but my ad-libs are not just, they're not that bad, man. There's a big delay. When I hear it and say it, and by the time it gets back on track, it's delayed. So it feels like my rhythm is way off, but it's not that far off, man. But it also might. I just might have bad. So now I see how white people feel, man. You know, because to them, they think they're on rhythm, but they're way off. Nah, I'm blaming the chords and the mics and all that. Fuck it, it ain't me. It ain't
Zone 6 niggas, don't play fair. They gon' slam you out. Once you join the gang, it ain't no way you can get out. They just check the car, they need them something to spin out. Laying inside the bushes, trying to get my rent up. Came up on a bird and ever since I've been up. Be up on the first and third, stash some cash and shoebox. Go wash your hands, you got them dirty, you gon' need a new Glock. Drink it on, serve, word, splurge, Adderall, perk, Zan, X, Penny Ruby. Fully loaded, tick, whole confused. She just too obsessed. Whatever I'm with, my bitch with it too. Balenciaga and them sticks included. Crash out, crash out, crash, crash out, crash out, crash. Whatever I'm with, my bitch with it too. Balenciaga and them sticks included. Crash out, crash out, crash, crash out, crash out.
Okay.
Crash. Hit me, check out, skate pack. Dash, 458 Ferrari, driving fast. Trapping is a hobby, you ain't gotta ask. Turned her to a Barbie, spoiling her like a brat. Crush sodas, pull my touch for me, baby. Putting a motor in the trunk, then I go crazy.
Go crazy!
Yeah.
Go crazy!
Yeah.
Type shit.
That's some new type shit.
You know what day it is?
Nigga wet,
I know I'm late with it. Sipping but I'm here with it though.
Screw type shit. Just
let's
say
go.
Her run through crew type shit. I got a bad bitch at home, voodoo type shit.
Type
take
shit.
Down Megan Stallions by the group type shit. That's some thick shit.
Cardi Carey.
New type
one.
Shit. I just tricked off. I'm just usually dudes type shit. Pockets racked up, all blue type shit. Bunch of rich niggas, hoes get confused type shit. Atlanta nigga, live like Ted Turner type shit. On camera, knock her jaws loose type shit. I cancel her, kick her out of school type shit. A silent hitter, how'd you keep cool with you bitches? A silent nigga, count dog food type shit. Moving through the city with your boo type shit. She ready to suck it up like soup type shit. You going against the guys and you gon' lose type shit. Pray to God it knock you out your shoe type shit, type shit. Pop it right about the blue type shit.
You gotta listen to Cardi's part.
Low in the moon. Serotonin, that's a cool type beast.
Future, Metro Boomin, featuring Travis Scott.
Feeling like a zoo type
Playboy Cardi.
Shotty, shotty, strippy, take a
type shit, type shit.
Eating all the perks, on some food type shit. Shotty, make it work, 9 to 5 type shit. Eating all the perks, on some food type shit. Eating all the perks, on some food type shit. All the homies crashing on some food type shit. Flooding up the spots like a pool type mess. All the homies crashing on some food type shit. All the homies crashing on some food type shit. Eating all the perks, on some food type shit. First, you're the one. Kick slow flow, shit, so tight. Real rock my dread like some on bull type shit. Cook a nigga up like full touch. Push it up with my dogs, cookie dough type shit. She gripping all of my bras, I ain't got a move type shit. Thumbs they cover my flaws, I ain't had to brand new type shit. Hell around joint with a brush, hella like a new type shit. All of my jeans are sick, I think I'm over type shit. Put the whole down with the gang, that shit my manager type shit. Shot that she was the one I would forever have a boss bitch. The pussy said, hold me plain, I'm Muslim, naked type shit. 81 thought for the teeth, I still ain't smiling for this bitch. This hope that she...
Damn. That's nasty work. As I said, 31 or 81,000 on the teeth, I still ain't smiling for this bitch. Yikes. Is he really like that? Look at that. That was corny, that transition. Like that? That's what this is called. Future Metro, Kendrick Lamar.
I'm trying to put this bitch.
Like
I miss you.
Yeah. This is a song that set the whole hip hop world ablaze this last 2 weeks.
I'm putting in her nose, it's gonna make her pussy.
Head up, back!
Pussy niggas told ain't gonna wake up at they sleep. You can't hear that switch, but you can hear them niggas scream. All my hoes do shrooms, nigga, all my hoes do coke. 20 karat ring, I put my fingers down her throat. If I lose a carrot, she might choke. I know she gon' swallow, she'll go. Free band, nigga, bring the rats in. Got shooters in the corner, like the pack in. She think Chris is out of bitch, she attract, yeah. That's that shit that get you put up out the section. And the model's still the same. Fall like I won a championship game. You know these hoes hungry, they gon' fuck for a name. I put her on the game, she get fucked for a chain. Got your girl in this bitch, she twirling on the dick. I got syrup in this bitch, turn up in this bitch. And we bout to irks in this bitch, you murked in this bitch. All these pointers on me, baby, you know it's game time. Bring a friend, bitch, we fuck them at the same time. I'm a different nigga, no, we not the same kind. You can have that look, bitch, you ain't mine. Young dope, dealer selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young thug, nigga selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you won't go,
the
is you like that?
Most played song on the album.
On the bottom, really like that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like that.
Pop
another bottle if you like that.
And this is why.
These niggas talking out of their neck. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for threats. Hey, let's get it, bro. DOT, the money, power, respect. The last one is better. Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, I hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but they not be legit. No 40 water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak diss, first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crashed like fuck rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom. What? I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlive Mike Jack. Nigga, boom. For all your dogs getting buried, that's a K with all these nines. He gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga.
Young dope, dealer selling dope, is you like that? Kicking dogs.
Damn, bruh. K-Dot chose violence for real. Yo. He dropped bombs. Boom, boom, boom. But of course, you know, I also like at the end, you know, when the Metro is one of the best to ever do it. Let's be real. I've said that oftentimes on the show. Even played some songs from his real live concert type shit on here. And something I liked from producers lately, especially I highlighted this when Kanye West did it, is when the song is over. They start flexing.
Is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like that. Pop another bottle if you like that.
Love it.
selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, right? Kicking in doors, is you like that? Young thug, right? Nigga selling lows, is you like that? All 20.
Come on. You ain't really like that. You ain't really like that. So this whole episode is this. Let's be real. Is this. Nothing else dropped. Big Sean didn't drop. We don't know. It's this right here, bro. So I'm going to be doing a stoner score for this album. Again, it's out of 100. OG 100. So Kendrick Lamar chose violence. I know there's a bunch of stuff online. You could find all this shit. I know if you're really into all the subliminals, you could go to Rap Genius. You could go everywhere. Because, you know, K-Dot is one of those artists when he speaks, just like Jay-Z, they dissect it. The type of shit you could go learn. Take a course in college to dissect what you're saying, just like Jay-Z. K-Dot is one of those. So there's a lot of outlets dissecting this beef. It's going both ways. The verse just now, K-Dot is going after the big three. Of course, we all know who the big three is, which is K-Dot, Cole, and Drake. So if you go back, I did play when it dropped. You know, yeah, when I was talking about how Cole washed Drake on the song, first-person shooter song, I talked about it on this same show. Yeah, so it's been going back and forth for a while. They've been shooting that kid out for a little while. Drake, you know, he takes his subliminals. He doesn't go head on. K-Dot, he dropped Control a while ago, went head on. Dropped this again, shook the whole hip-hop world up. Head on. But he's really aiming at Drake, but J. Cole is going to catch a straight suit because he's part of the big three. And he's on a run right now. J. Cole is. So this happened maybe a week or a week and a half ago, maybe. I'm not sure as I'm recording this right now. And nothing has come from it. You know, Drake is over there dropping motivational tweets and shit at his shows and whatnot. No songs came from it. Who knows what's really going on? Where's round two? Where's round two? And J. Cole better not shut up either. He better come through. Because J. Cole be shooting. I'm not going to play all that right now, but you could get all this tea and details on YouTube because it was the big topic. Big topic. But fuck that. Let's play some AI, yo. Put on my headphones. Imagine if Drake AI is winning, man. Drake AI is winning for real.
Yeah.
This is Drake AI.
I'm rolling them skunk at a quarter to eight. I chop them in Drake half AI as a quarter to eight. You can't buy this shit, I imported the drink. The bottle this just can't place the order in man.
Kendrick
I don't do the beef, but I order the steak. You turn to the purse, you swore that you wait.
Damn, it'd suck if AI starts rapping better than Drake. Get thrown
in your face. I'm money to make, I don't care about
this song
the
is nasty. You talk too much
cause your arrogant mouth. Don't call me for nothing, don't care what it's about. We drop all the bodies and...
But let's stop. We can't go too deep. AI is like taking over real quick, bro.
Dream chasers, nigga. I hope they forgive me for what I did with Diddy. Real street nigga forever. Bitch, I'm the king of Philly.
That's AI. I think that's AI. I think that's AI. But, yo. I'm just going to take a sidebar. You know, I'm doing the stoner. I'm going to do the stoner score for Metro Boomin and Future album, but bruh, I think this is AI. What I just played, a snippet from Meek Mill saying, hope the streets forgive him for what he did with Diddy. That's not Meek Mill, because you know how good AI sounds like. I think that's AI. But things got worse for Diddy. Things got way worse for Diddy. I'm going to talk about that in a second. The stoner score. Metro Boomin and Future dropped We Don't Trust You. Rumor is there's more. But let's talk about We Don't Trust You. I just played a bunch of songs from there, and there's a bunch more songs from there. This album was freaking good, bro. This year has been good for music. Last year was a lot slow, was the slowest. But this year we've been getting albums. This one, this song has. You already hear him. Thug.
Yeah.
Don't go.
Yeah. Yeah. All my hoes getting slimed in. Niggas ain't on no slime shit. All my hoes from time.
Okay.
So there's a lot of songs here. Princess Diana sounds like what Drake and Future are beefing over. Some girl. You already know it's girls that, you know, tear people apart. That's what it is. This album is a go. You already know how I feel about Metro. He didn't come to play. No Diddy. At all. When it comes to features, this has the top level. Playboi Carti, Travis Scott, Kendrick Lamar, Rick Ross is on here. Yo, like, it has the top of the top. And now there's a civil war in hip-hop right now with Drake, J. Cole, 21 Savage against Kendrick, Future, Metro, again, Rick Ross, Young Thug, most likely. Like, that's a that's a lot going on right now. It really shook shit up, which is pretty cool, man. It's cool to see, especially last year when everything was dead. This year, where we have a battle. Kendrick chose violence. Let's see if anybody responds. Let's see if J. Cole responds. But where it is, you know, Kendrick has another one, an ace in the hole. Pause. No Diddy. Also, there's rumors that this Future and Metro album is just part one. There's more coming, they say. Pause. No Diddy. Jeez. So if Young Metro don't trust you, you already know what Future gonna do. This is competition right here. Hip-hop competition. And Drake is over there avoiding shit. He's been ducking Kendrick Lamar for a decade. Straight up a decade since 2012 type shit. Well, when did Kendrick drop Control? They've been ducking for over a decade, bro. Subliminal disses here and there. K-Dot comes out, shoots straight up. But when Drake disses him, nobody else knows but Kendrick that knows that he's being dissed. None of us knows type shit. Yeah, this album, let me just get back to the review. 17 songs, 1 hour long. All good music. You know, some, maybe one or two tracks, Future is over there doing his singing shit. But other than that, it flows. It flows. It's a great album. Very good album. Future and Metro Boomin's We Don't Trust You album gets about a 94 on the Stoner score. Yeah, that's a lot of 90s this year. Last year, we barely even gave people 80s. Or it was single digits back then, which was 8 out of 10. This year, it's all 90 and up. That's an A. That's a go. That's great. An A is great. The album was pretty good. That's all I was listening to. Like, I ain't gonna listen to nothing else. I've been waiting for shit like this. Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Yeah, and that's all that's gonna be on Stoner Score. Of course, Beyonce just dropped their country album. We don't talk about that here. Because, you know, of course, this is just mostly rap, hip-hop type shit. But yeah, just a side note, it's Beyonce. She makes country sound good for real. She makes country music sound good for real. Not gonna lie. I think it would be easier if you just changed No Cap to No Diddy. Instead of the pause, it's just No Cap, No Diddy. But Diddy's not known for capping. He's known for diddling.
That's what they say. I'm not creative enough to come up with these bullshits, but that's what they're saying.
And Meek Mill, bruh. Yeah, his stock is plummeting. Now, this is the last show. They raided Diddy's, all his homes in Miami. A few of them. I don't know. I'm flying off Blueberry Yum Yum. But it was in different states. Homeland Security, FBI, all the top level governments was raiding them with military equipment, handcuffing his children, all that shit. The drones are up, everything. And this is the news level shit. Like, it's on the news. Like, it's everywhere. It was a topic. It was on every news station. It's a big fucking deal. I don't know what's going on, if they're now seeing him just chilling, but, I mean, he hasn't been arrested. They keep talking about the grounded his planes. They found something on him, or it seems like they did. Like, it seems like it's going to be on some R. Kelly underage multi-state type shit. One of these parties he's been having. And no celebrity has spoken up about it. It was everywhere. Everybody knows about it. The news, I'm saying. But of course, everybody was at his parties. If you were a celebrity at one point in your life, you were at Diddy's mansion. In the hip-hop anyways. And you know how that goes down. Meek Mill going through it. I wonder if he... Like, see, that's what I was thinking at first. Like, I was thinking, like, when it first came out, when the lawsuit came out, and then all the clips of Diddy talking to Meek Mill in the pool type shit came out, I was thinking Meek Mill could have just took a hard right and be like, oh, hold on, what am I about to say? Just, like, took a hard right and sued Diddy. Like, it's like he can't because he's supposed to be street from the hood. But if he just took a hard right and, like, grew sympathy from everybody instead of, you know, try to kill academics or crash out. I just took a hard right and turned himself into the victim. Saying, oh, he offered me all this and all that and all that. Yo, he would... Even the mere thought of that, he would have got super paid off by Diddy. No, Diddy. But I was just, then I started imagining. I wonder, because Cat Williams was talking about, he said no, he's turned down a lot of money, 50 million, multiple. I know that wasn't actually 50 million. It was like symbolic, maybe because, what's his name? Dave Chappelle turned down 50 mil. But he was saying he turned down a couple 50 mil and saying no to Diddy. That's what Cat Williams said. You know, at the top of this year, that set this whole year ablaze.
All of these big dick deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them, all lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way know why they take it the wrong way.
This whole year has been ablaze, and we're only 3 months in. Four by the time you hear this. Come to find out, you know, Diddy has been a bad boy for real. Pun intended. Yeah, his stock has gone down. He sold Revolts to, you know, undisclosed, blah, blah, blah. You know, he moved some shit around. Yeah, I just thought, you know, if you lay low for a little while and come back in like 2-3 years, we'll forget. But nah, this shit just got worse. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. And if they found shit, like tapes, because he had a lot of hidden cams and there's a lot of shit was going on in these parties. Oh, shit. He might be gone for a while if they really find some shit. You come to find out, like, your whole childhood, like, the people that shaped your childhood the most, they were on some shit. Like, I watched the document. This is the first, I don't usually watch docuseries. You know how Netflix has a docuseries about everything. I didn't get on the wave of just watching them all.
Because most of them I didn't really live through. Hiroshima, like, dude, I wasn't there. They didn't even have cell phones. Like, I don't care. I'm joking. I care a lot. The Nickelodeon doc. Because that, I remember. I was there. Drake and Josh. All these shows. iCarly. All these shows. I remember them. I grew up on them. But I didn't know when they yelled cut, some weird shit was going on in real life. I had no clue. I didn't know the things I was watching was meant to arouse me at the time. Like the different clips they showed, seeing them as adults, it seems kind of, wait, what? That's sexual, bro. I didn't know when I was watching that at that age that that was sexual. I didn't know. A lot of it was funny at that age. Most of it is funny, actually. But I didn't know the slime in the face was a metaphor for... Yeah, I didn't know. Watch the doc. No Diddy. These actors could put on a show for sure. You would have no clue shit is going on. But more shit is going to come out this year, man. It's looking like... What's they call it when the goose is come to roast or the roost has come to crow? It's one of those old slayings or sayings, you know. The goose has come to gander. I don't know, bro. But I don't want to say karma because, you know, not everything could be karma. I mean, karma could just happen like 300 years from now. Like... Your generation in the future, just you get hit with your car, karma type shit. So it's really hard to gauge karma, but like things done in the dark, they do come to light. And people like Diddy, they can't. On this show, I've talked a lot about, you know, the pedophiles on this show, from the Epsteins all the way down to the guy that works at Walmart that got caught trying to meet a young underage person. A lot of times they just can't help. They can't help it. Like a serial killer can't help to keep trophies. A billionaire creep can't help but keep video trophies. Like, there's a lot of AI. The internet is so undefeated, man. There's a lot of AI stuff going on. At least I think it's AI. This guy heard audio of... I don't know, man. The internet is just too undefeated. This AI shit just makes internet, like, even more... What's beyond undefeated? Undisputed? I don't know. But, like, I heard audio of Meek Mill getting pounded by Diddy. Like, yo, who has audio like that? All this, it's just hard to believe what you hear anymore. Well, back then it was hard to believe what you heard and seen. Now it's a lot more harder. No Diddy.